We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the Chafetz Chaim's footnote. The Chafetz Chaim had said that the Jerusalem Talmud tells us the source for doubling the tithe. Meaning, we had previously discussed the source for taking a tithe, for taking a maaser, a tenth of one's profits and giving it to charity. And then we started a discussion of doubling the tithe, that if a person can afford to, he should give a fifth. And now the Chafetz Chaim quoted that the Jerusalem Talmud says that initially they had a halacha al Moshe Misinai. They had a tradition from Sinai that one who can afford it should do it that way. And then that halacha al Moshe Misinai was forgotten and they reinstituted it. V'chivnu l'mashneimar mitchila halacha al zeh. So they reinstituted it, and only after they reinstituted it did they realize that, hey, way back when, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. We're on the mark. The Jerusalem Talmud later questions, how far can you go? So the Jerusalem Talmud means, what's the minimum you can give? Do me the madamin be bavli if nifsak bureda de pachot mishli shashekel b'shana lo kiem tzatz daka klal. So the Jerusalem Talmud holds the minimum amount you could give for charity is like truma, 1/50th, 1/60th of one's assets. But the Babylonian Talmud says, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules, that the minimum tzedakah one should give every year in order to fulfill his obligation of tzedakah is a third of a shekel. That goes by their shekel in their days. But the Rambam holds that if you have poor people here, there are people, your neighbors are hungry. You can't say, I gave my fifth, you guys go starve. If you have hungry people right here, if you have poor people right here, so about that, the rabbis didn't say, don't give more than a fifth. The Rambam holds that if you want to be extra pious and give more than a fifth, if there are people around who are poor right now, next to you, so that's a level of piety that's permissible. So the Rambam derived it, mehada'ita, what the Talmud tells us in Tanis. There was a man named Eliezer Ish Bartota. He was so pious, that the people who collected charity would always hide from him. Everyone else they'd chase after, to give them charity. When they'd see him, they'd run away from him. Because whatever he had, he'd give him. So they were scared. He's gonna give us every last penny he has. So they'd run away from him. So the question is, the Talmud seems to praise him. The Talmud tells us that he was rewarded. One time he had a drop of money and he had to get certain things for his daughter's wedding. And then he saw them and they ran away from him. So he chased after them. Finally he caught them and he said, I'm not letting you go till you tell me what you're collecting for. So they said, there's a girl who's an orphan who has to get married, and we need basic funds for basic things for her. So he took the money, he had in his pocket, and he said, take it, she needs it first. My daughter, whatever, will manage. So the Talmud says he had a little bit of grain, and God blessed it, and suddenly his whole storage house was overflowing from grain. So the Talmud seems to indicate that he did a positive thing. What's positive about it? If it's against halacha, so what's positive about giving all that money to tzedakah? So the Chafetz Chaim says, the Rambam learned from there, v'alo yoter mechomesh, Eliezer Ish Bartota was giving more than a fifth, el al kochach mishum digabei tzedakah yulchin avur aniim. So the Rambam learned, being that the collectors were there for the poor that were in town, so if there are poor right here, the Rambam holds it's a level of piety to give even more than a fifth. And this we've answered what the commentary Gvurot Ari asks over there. But nonetheless, when you're giving charity and we said you could give more than a fifth, you can't give everything you own. The Torah says you should give from all that you have. The Torah is telling you, don't give all, give from all the blessing that God has given you. That mem that says from all the blessing indicates Hashem doesn't want you to give everything you have. The Torah says, if you're dedicating something to the temple, God doesn't want you to give everything you got. Certainly you shouldn't give it to someone who's in need. If God says, I don't want it, He also doesn't want you to give it to others. As the Talmud says there. Even though you might say, well, who says, what's the logic in that? Maybe God says, I don't want you to give me everything you got. But if there's someone poor who really needs it right now, maybe Hashem would say, yeah, do give it to him. Because you see, Hashem doesn't make it obligatory to give the dedications to the temple. You don't have to donate half your land, 10% of your land. No such dedication to the temple. So the Torah says, you want to volunteer to dedicate something to God. God says, I don't want everything you own. Give me only part of what you own. But maybe to the poor, we are obligated to help them, so maybe there we could give everything we own. But he says, so logic dictates that your life comes first, that you shouldn't give him everything you own, because then you'll be poor. And your life comes before his life. You're responsible to take care of yourself. So that's what logic dictates. That Hashem says, I don't want everything you own. And by the same token, Hashem wouldn't want us to give the poor everything we own. Because Hashem says, I don't want you to become poor. You have to make sure that you'll manage yourself. Okay, we'll pick up here next time.